It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. When you send an email, you assume it's secure and private. But after what some hackers just pulled off in Iran, you can't assume that anymore. Turns out the internet was built wrong. Steve Schultz is with the Center for Information Technology Policy at Princeton.
Someone inside Iran managed to get some secure certificates for popular websites, sites like Gmail, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Mail. And these certificates would have allowed them to impersonate those sites and to make their impersonation of those sites look like it was a secure connection.
And what is a certificate?
A certificate is what your browser uses in order to know for sure that you're connecting to the site in question.
So if they were impersonating these sites, what was that allowing these people to do?
Assuming that these people could listen to the network connections going on within Iran, which is probably a safe bet in this case, this would let them read all email and all communications with the websites in question. What people are often worried about in these types of regimes is that the government will use these types of certificates to monitor traffic of dissidents or other people that they don't like.
So what's the significance of this for those of us who don't live in Iran, that someone can break in like this?
The significance is that the whole system that underlies secure web browsing is flawed in some major ways.
So what can we do about it?
There are ways for us within each of our browsers to limit the entities we trust. Our browsers trust some governments, like, for example, the government of Tunisia before they were overthrown.
Our browsers are set up to trust the old Tunisian government?
At least Internet Explorer is, yes.
Wow.
So one thing that we can do is actively use the tools within our browsers and our operating systems to distrust those entities. But the reality is that those are not very easy to use interfaces. The other thing that can be improved is the core system of trust online overall. And there are groups of very smart geeks working on this topic, and some of those, I predict, will be rolled out to the public within the next year or two.
Can I go online with the assumption that my email is going to be private and the things I'm sending are going to be private, or do I have to let go of that illusion?
In the vast majority of cases, your communications are encrypted and are not being monitored.
But if it's not 100%, then I'm not sure.
It's not 100%.
Steve, sometimes when I you're like a strong cup of coffee. Steve Schultz at the Center for Information Technology Policy at Princeton. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
That doesn't involve the whole internet being vulnerable.
Phew!
Starting today, you can send video messages of American Idol contestants on Facebook. For a dollar.
And these aren't just video clips.
No, the contestants are filmed in front of a green screen. So when they show up on your Facebook, they appear to be inside your monitor, you know, like just walking around, talking.
So tiny little singer person trapped in my monitor saying hello.
Yeah, it's like a little tiny Elvis.
Tiny E.
I'm calling Elvis!
Thank you. The idea is to send Tiny Idol to your friend for their birthday or, you know, just say hi. Or you could send it to yourself if you're feeling lonely.
I hope I'm never lonely enough to buy a tiny Facebook American Idol for a dollar. Go Casey! This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.